WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Into Audible Sound, and today on the show we're revisiting an interview I did last year with Ellie Rocks, the manager at Game Chop, the Philly-based chiptune label. But first, we got some bin tracks to get through. First up is Alicia Joy, and a little later on we're going to hear from the artist Tepid as well as Tim Hayes. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop located in the University Cohan Center on Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and colored copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty paper such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination folding, padding, stapling, collating, and comb, thermal, and coil binding. Tartan Inc. is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, then you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
She's could search the city for millions of years, you ain't finding nothing like me, though. Many people want to be the villain, appears. Tell me where you really fight me, though. Oh, I ain't think so, damn. But I bet they still want to put up their hands. Cause the song slap, but they want dance. Why hold back? This is your chance. I'm all lack. This is a 10 up your ass. Won't fill up the gas, just fill up. I fill up my hill up your ass. A real one, we kill them and fill them to that. Fill them and send them to pick up the slack. I deal. I know you couldn't handle the chill. How about I hand you some NY quill? Blue is lit, I told the man to spill. Blue or red, come on, you choose the pill. Do you want less or total unconceal me? Rude, the eerie, ludicrous, the real mean type to really bust your head. The one with smoke for real, the spliff is dead. Let me get the rhythm of your head. Let me get the rhythm of your feet. You already know that I be high, dog. You ain't holding nothing over me. Let me get the rhythm of your hands. Let me get the rhythm of your feet. You already know that I be high, dog. You ain't holding nothing over me. Let me get the rhythm of your hands. Let me get the rhythm of your feet. You already know that I be high, dog. You ain't holding nothing over me. You ain't holding nothing over me. You ain't holding nothing over me. You ain't holding nothing over me.
Now let's get the rhythm of the headbang song. Can't catch the rhythm of the beat. Be gone. I've been OG like since eons. Y'all weaker, bro. Please be on. I put both feet in each recipe. But we'll slap the taste back out for free. I act up like C-Fest and we see. I got previews, reviews, and we see. It's cool. Put that BS to ease. Say less G-E-S-P. I don't with no fuck shit capice. I ride high caprice, stay fresh caprice. Ooh wee. Don't let your pride control gee. Lay down flat 2D. My dogs walk and talk Scooby. We are popping off while you sleep. Please take a seat, Mona Lee. You ain't holding nothing over me.
You ain't holding nothing over me.
You ain't holding
nothing over me.
Recap, that was the rap duo Her, spelled H31R. And before them, we had the German band Yaths with the track No Bots. This is Zoo Bombs playing beneath me, and if you're just now joining us, today we're talking all things video game music with Ellie Rocks from Game Chops. We'll be getting to that interview in just a few, but first, vive le moque! Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in, hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Vive la Mock, Friday nights starting at 9, exclusively on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Let's shake the sun. Oh, も日大情熱の開いた未来リアルアウトに進む立ち上がれプレイアドベンチャーダウンリラックのアンダーサンデーション Now
Veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a special interview edition of Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT. And if you're hearing this, that means you've come here on your own. So thank you, listener, for supporting the show both online and off. Today I sat down with Ellie Rocks, the manager of Game Chops, the Philly-based lo-fi and chiptune label. Here now is our interview.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another Audible interview. I've sat down with Ellie Rocks from Game Chops. Hello, Ellie.
Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me on.
A little before I hit record, you mentioned the word chiptune. I wanted to ask you, for the uninitiated, what is chiptune?
So, chiptune comes in many flavors, but basically it's sort of the 8-bit music that was the soundtrack and backbone of a lot of the early video games that, you know, people who are generally our age have played throughout their lives as children. So it's both nostalgic and then also it's still current because a lot of these game franchises are still producing.
I am a massive fan of chiptune, and it is very contemporaneous, and it's also very nostalgic. So what do you think it is about chiptune that it's such a thriving genre that people are still getting so much out of, you know, these songs that have been around for about 30 years, but they've kind of become standards in a way for higher genre of music?
Well, you know, I think, as you said, it's nostalgic, but it's also the music that a lot of people spend a lot of their time, you know, not even necessarily consciously consuming, that it's sort of this white noise throughout their lives. And then, you know, they hear a remix of it and it just lights something up for them. And it's, I think chiptune at its base is just very like happy. You know, the Mario music is so upbeat and fun and just energetic. And I don't think I've ever heard a Mario song and like not bopped along to it. Or Zelda.
Nintendo's got a lot of bangers.
Yeah. Yeah, they, Nintendo is a large part of our catalog. The thing that really kicked off the growth of the channel at this point, we released a track with Holder called Spider Dance. Undertale just became this tidal wave. People fell in love with the music, people fell in love with the game, and especially because the game has such a, you know, it's almost like a Commodore aesthetic, the way it's pixelized. And you know, so I think that was really part of its charm. And that track currently on our YouTube is sitting around 44 million, which is, it's like our top performing track, I think. But, you know, that sort of kicked off the ball for us to then create more music with more producers and then curate producers, because, you know, we have a couple of regulars that we produce with, like Helliant or Coffee Date. DJ Cutman does all sorts. And even like the Sonic movie that came out a couple years ago, we have a track on the soundtrack, which is I still cannot conceive of it. You know, my sister went to see the movie and she sent me a picture of the track at the credits at the end where they do all the soundtrack credits, and, you know, seeing Game Chops like roll up there, I was just like, what?
Did you get that email? Did you get when they we need some tracks for our movie?
So spoke to Chris, and then Chris sent me, I don't recall, I think he sent me a picture of the check when it came in, just like the letterhead, not the, you know, and I was just like, is that real? He goes, yeah, I've been working on some stuff. Delta and Chill is kind of became our vinyl flagship. And, you know, now we have there's three of them, 1, 2, and 3, the Chillogy, if you will.
Nice.
And they have their, like, spiritual sibling albums. We have Mario and Chill. I'm probably going to get guff for how I say that. We have Poke and Chill and a lot of other vibe craft stuff like that. So it really kind of cemented the label as far as video game covers and, you know, sort of getting past the idea that it's not like real music. And showing people, like, especially when we incorporated lo-fi, chiptune is incredible and will always have, you know, a chiptune bass. But the lo-fi, you know, we just happened to start doing it when it was on the rise a little bit. And now there's a lot of other lo-fi video game music channels, but
I'll say that it feels like as soon as I discovered kind of chiptune lo-fi, and it immediately there was a million different options.
Which is funny because I remember, gosh, okay, I'm gonna date myself here, in like 1998 when I was in high school, and I was listening to these albums my friend introduced me to called Verve Remixed, and it was all old jazz and blues songs that had been lo-fi remixed with beats and stuff like that. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. But nobody else is listening to it. It was, you know, it was not crazy popular. It was just this thing that me and my music nerd friends liked. Same thing kind of with trip hop. Like, that was, if you were into it, you were into it. And like, there was plenty to have, but it wasn't one of those things that is, you know, common. I have run into people in the wild. It's so strange. I also get flagged, like, when I'm in a Discord server or something. It says Game Chops in my bio, so people will be like, wait, do you mean like Game Chops? And I'm just like, yes, that's my job. It's really amazing. We had one of our producers, I mean, he is his own powerhouse, Mega Ram. He actually got a track on Kevin Smith's Clerks 3 soundtrack.
Interesting,
yeah,
choice.
Mega Ram has such a vast repertoire. We put out an entire Materia album. He basically wrote a rap opera about the storyline of Final Fantasy.
It's amazing.
But it is the only time I fully understood the storyline. So,
what rhymes with Sephiroth?
Oh, God. I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm sure Megaran would know that. I used to write. I don't write raps though, despite listening to a ton of it.
So I don't mind telling you that Zelda and Chill pretty much helped me get through COVID.
I'm glad to hear that.
Felt like that was, lo-fi was the only type of music I could digest for all of 2020. It's interesting that you said that was something that you were kind of trying out, that it was a little different than, say, chiptune. Was this something that came to you with the lo-fi, or is this a deliberate choice of Game Chops?
It was sort of just a slow evolution over time, because we started trying it out and prior to Zelda and Chill, and then, you know, we decided to take a chance on doing a full lo-fi album with Mikkel. And he just nailed it. He knocked it out of the park, and people really resonated with it. And even people who don't listen to, traditionally would listen to video game music, will listen to and appreciate the Zelda and Chill series. And, you know, I think it was just all of the right things were happening at the right time, and it evolved into, it's, lo-fi is a big part of our label. We still do other genres, even so far as anime stuff. We have some Legend of Korra remixes. So, you know, we're branching out a little bit, but we want to stay sort of in the zone of video games and those soundtracks, and even new soundtracks, you know, like the Bloodborne games. We have some of those. Yeah, so it's a really fun mix, and it never gets boring.
Let me ask you this. Genres come up a lot on our show, and you said you have other genres. What are some more obscure genres that you might want to share?
So we have a sub-imprint of the label that we haven't produced anything for in quite some time, but it's there, called Jozu. And there's a bunch of nightcore and stuff like that, like hyper-pop sort of anime music, and a lot of it is like loud, fast, like banging, you know, like Dance Dance Revolution kind of tracks. That I would have to say is probably one of the most niche genres. But even now, like it when we were originating it, it was pretty niche, but it feels like it's gotten a lot more popular, which is great. I love to see sort of all of the music kind of weaving into other genres, and I love the fact that Chris is willing to explore and encourages our producers to find their signature sounds.
Now, as a layman, I have to ask, you're playing music that's been written by other people a couple decades ago. What's the licensing process? Like, how, if I do my remix of a Zelda song and I bring it to you, what's that process like?
So we obtain mechanical licenses for the tracks, and basically it's akin to a cover license. So when somebody releases a cover of a song, you know, Michael Bublé has, I don't know if he has any original songs. He might do all standards.
I don't know if he does either, actually, but.
Yeah. But standards are a thing that we actually have, Chris and Button Masher put out super standards earlier this year, or maybe end of last year. So basically it's not using any of the original instruments or sounds. We don't sample. All of the stuff is reproduced by the artists in their own style. And then Chris masters it. Earlier today, we had a release that might actually still be happening. We had a Mario and Chill piano album, 35 or 36 tracks. And you know, for the videos, we used to do videos with gameplay in the background, and we had people that we paid to play the game and send us footage for that, or, you know, make something. But lately, we've been doing more visualizer style videos, especially because people aren't often looking at the screen when they listen to a lot of our stuff. We have a live stream 24/7 that's called Video Game Study Lounge. And so that is probably one of our most popular playlists, and it just runs all the time, so people can tune in. There's always at least like 100 or so people in the chat. There's people that have become friends through that chat that know each other, have known each other for years now. It's generally a pretty good energy in there. There was a while where YouTube was getting inundated with bots, and that was the thing for a while, but thankfully that's since stopped, and now it's just regular people hanging out in there.
Is there a particular video game that GameChops has not covered that you would like to see or hear?
That's a great question. Honestly, it would be cool to have a remix of the Doom soundtrack.
Oh, yes. I like that one.
Yeah, I would just like, because it's so the opposite of the spectrum. Like, it's like hard and grungy guitars I think Trent Reznor did that, but I'm not sure. I know he did a video game soundtrack. I feel like it was Doom, but I'm not 100% on that.
I'd be down to see that collab, personally. Yeah. Get some chiptune thrash.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. Most people who play games and have played on PC know that music, I feel.
Here's a heady question for you. Where do you see the genre of music, let's say 10, 15 years from now? Because it is something that is very rooted in our generation's childhood. It is something that I always think about anytime I play the latest Mario game, where it's both nostalgic, but it's also current. It's not outdated by any standard. And it's just something I'm very curious about. Where do you see, like, future generations?
I think because of the composers that are not just, you know, the original Nintendo or Zelda like composers, but there's also my contemporaries who are actually on video game soundtracks in addition to producing for us, or they're creating their own video game soundtracks. We had Sean Mesa, who did a Mother 4 soundtrack with us a couple years back, and that was a fan project. So I really think that it's evergreen as far as the genre, and I think it's going to continue to grow because the Switch is still very much a thing. People are still playing all of those games, and they're still making those games. And there's so much, especially, you know, Mario, for instance, there's such a range to choose from between, like, the Galaxy games, the Odyssey, the Paper Mario, the you know, all the different things. There's the choices are endless, and the limits are only on as far as the producer, really.
I'm a Nintendo guy, and I do love just how much people, how openly happy people are. And I like that it's a very fan-driven community. Would you...
100%. Community, I think the fan community is the most important aspect of video game music, because if we don't have the fan community, then we don't have anybody supporting us or, you know, listening to our stuff, sharing it with people. You know, we have a Discord for the community, and some of the mods have started like a role play game for the whole server. There's a channel for it now, and it's just so cool. It's like they're building their own little communities within our community, and it's very sweet and heartwarming.
You're listening to my special Audible interview with Ellie Rocks, the manager of Game Chops. A little later in the interview, I asked Ellie about what tracks Game Chops had coming up.
So, we have a couple albums. Helliant is next month in February. Helliant is going to release Legend of Chillwave. We have Joshua Morse going to be doing an album called Zelda Grooves. That's out in March. We have Sweet Boy Kyle, February, coming out with Avatar and Chill. Like I was saying before, we do step out of the video game circle every now and then, and that's a great example of that. His music is so complimentary to those soundtracks, but I think also, again, it comes down to the original compositions are just so universal in a way that everybody, especially, it doesn't have lyrics, so everybody speaks the language. It's a really beautiful thing, and it fosters a really wonderful community and artists. And we are very lucky to have who we have, and you know, we get to see more and more of what we can do over the years. Like, we, for a long time, probably 5 years or so, the company was just me and Chris. And like freelancing producers would come in, do a track here, do a track there. We didn't have people we were regularly doing albums with. That evolved, I think, probably over COVID, is when Chris really was able to sort of take a look at where things were and who we were working with and who we wanted to work with more. And he really fostered a lot of Tommy and Evelyn. A lot of their music was encouraged so heavily by Chris. He is everyone's, like, he's the first fan when it comes to our producers. I think that that's part of why it resonates with people. It's because we're not just sharing things to churn out something. Everybody is putting love and care into what they're making, especially, you know, Evelyn plays the strings for some of her songs, live strings, which is so emotive and so touching. And now we have the solo piano stuff that we've been doing in our Plugged imprint, and it's just solo piano. It's two brothers. They go by two names with us. They either go by Super Lo-Fi 64 or Super Piano 64, and there's like slightly different musical stylings for each side of that, but they're both piano, and it's played live, and they do their own arrangements, and then they ship it off to Chris, and he masters it, and then they get to hang out today with a couple hundred people and watch them react live to what they're listening to.
Love that. And you mentioned, you know, qualifying chiptune and lo-fi is real music. But when you have people putting arrangements like this, it's music that was said to be not real music, but now it's being performed by musicians and played with instruments and then getting remixed. So I think that's what more evidence you need that it is real music.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the fact that people are so passionate about it is what has helped to bring that to the fore. And the piano covers are just so gorgeous. And it is a great compliment to the lo-fi because they can serve different purposes. They can also, they're just really beautiful things to have on. And you don't necessarily have to interact with it in any way. And it's just there. And you know, a lot of people have said that it helps with their productivity. I definitely have zoned out and just gotten into like a workflow while I'm listening to our stuff. I feel like there was a sort of a stigma, I guess, stigma for a couple of years because people are like, oh, that's not real music. And like you said, people are playing it on live instruments.
Yeah.
What else? What more real do you need?
The Zelda Symphony, well, I can't say that word. Orchestra sells out every year here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You got to book that a year in advance if you want to get seats.
They do. Yeah, they do that here in Philly a couple times a year, and it's always sold out. And everybody I've talked to that's been to them, I haven't gotten a chance to go. I do want to. But everybody I've talked to said it's so great. Everybody knows the music. Everybody's just enthralled and listening to it and enjoying the experience. And I think it's so great that you can go and listen to an orchestra perform Zelda music.
Yeah. Okay. I think this is my final question. Let's say I'm a high school kid and I decide I really want to get into doing this. What's your advice to that person? Where do they start?
I mean, I think they start with figuring out what kind of music they're interested in making. And then from there, you know, once they start compiling tracks, or even if they're just doing instrumentals or beats or whatever, and they share it, that is you don't need money to do it. Like, you can get a free SoundCloud account or whatever and just start sharing your music. And you know, there's so many ways to get your sound out into the world now. Again, YouTube, you can just start a free YouTube channel and start putting videos on. They don't even have to have any. It can be a still image, you know, and as long as you're putting your heart into it, it'll find its audience.
That's a good message.
It's one of those things where you have to decide that that's what you want to do, and it's just a matter of starting. And once you start getting your work out into the world, people will start hearing it, and then people will start sharing it if they like it, and then from there, you can sort of write your own ticket.
Okay, cool. Well, it's been lovely chatting with you, Ellie. Thank you so much.
It's been great. And again, thank you for reaching out to us.
Of course. Hey, thank you for responding, because you don't have to. I'm just some random guy in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I used to be a booking agent, so I get that. I used to just like calling people like, hey, you don't know me. do you want to do this thing? Yeah, I did that to Matthew Mercer back at MAGFest a decade ago. Yeah, I emailed him and I was like, hey, sir, I'm going to be at MAGFest. Would you like to have an interview? And he said yes, because he wasn't super famous yet.
Nice. And what was he like?
Oh, my God. He was so nice. He is the warmest, just I was at ease immediately, even though I was so nervous because I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Matthew Mercer. He's like the Disney prince of D&D. So I was, you know, all nervous, and he was so chill, so nice. He talked to me for like over an hour. Definitely didn't have to do that in the middle of a convention. And yeah, it was just a really great experience. And that's sort of MAGFest is what brought all of this into my life as far as the video game music and stuff like that.
I love that.
But yeah, it was really great talking with you, and I really look forward to hearing the show.
And that was my interview with Ellie Rocks from Game Chops. They can be found online anywhere you consume music. That's YouTube, Spotify, and Bandcamp. Some of the artists featured on today's episode have been Holder, DJ Cutman, Helliant, Coffee Date, Sweet Boy Kyle, and Michael Lo-Fi. For Audible Sounds, I've been John Hartwell. See you all next time.
Yeah, I can go deep underground. I can fly through the sky. No limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. Sometimes I want to read, sometimes I want peace. There's one place I can go to get a little bit of each. When I step through them doors, I see a world so vast. A place where the future can blend with the past. And if you can't find me, you ain't gotta ask. I'm at the library and I'm having a blast. I see shelves so tall and subjects of all kinds. And it's the perfect place for curious minds. Yeah, I can go deep underground. I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So much beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the time, watch children's eyes gleam and worlds filled with wonder. Imaginations beam with puppets and pictures. Watch tales come alive. A joy for the young ones. Spirits get revived. Attend a discussion, a lecture or a class where ideas exchange and new thoughts amassed. You can volunteer your hours, get back in your own way, strengthen your community and brighten someone's day. Underground, I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So much beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the
and dreamers, the library calls. Resources abundant within its halls. Sketchbooks and stories, the seeds for your art. While inspiration is endless, so ignite your heart. Music and movies on discs for you to loan. A universe of culture to take back to your home. Enjoy the symphonies or dance to the beat. Or if you're in Phoenix, escape from the heat at the library. Ha ha, at the library.
Hey everyone, thank you all so much for listening to Audible Sounds. I hope you all enjoyed my interview with Ellie Rocks from Game Chops. And in the spirit of Game Chops, that was the latest from Mega Ran, with a single off of his latest album, Buddy's Magic Treehouse. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Monday at 4 p.m. right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve. Yeah, I'm your